Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show, freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. And today we have a really good guest, an old friend of mine, someone I've interviewed for years and years and years, and we've covered a variety of topics together. She's started out as being the really kind of like the predecessor for the anti-Agenda 21. I mean, Rosa Corey, and we're talking about Virginia Farver. These people were tremendous. Stacey Lynn back in the day. These were great pioneers for fighting for the Constitution, for our liberties. And Virginia's still at it. And we're going to be talking about a court case. We're going to be talking about findings that she has gone through and discovered, revealed in court, revealed on this show, about what smart meters, what 5G, and we're going to separate fact from fiction about what all these things can do. Can't wait to get started. Hey, I want to say something to our international audience. Thank you very much for joining us. I really sincerely mean that. It's great to have you here. We are all partners in freedom. Some of you write to me and say, Dave, you just address America. We listen to you all the time. Okay, I know. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. We are partners in the freedom, cause of freedom. We are absolutely working on the same team. There are 30 armed conflicts around the world. And it's about time that we say, hey, humanity, rise up. Karl Marx was right about one thing. Workers of the world, unite. Yeah, I don't go any farther with Marx on that in terms of agreement, but it is time for us to stand up and say to our respective governments, when you violate our rights, when you tell us to do ungodly things, illegal things, unconstitutional things, we are going to say no and hell no. And we need to have this spread far and wide. Hey, in case you haven't heard, we got a really good TV show, the commonsenseshow.tv. Check it out. Censorship free, commercial free. We get expert guests on there helping you navigate what's going on. And we're really happy to bring that to you. We also have a great sponsor. Sponsor for this intro section is Noble Gold. And I've been representing Noble Gold now for 5 years, been a customer for six, and I am making a silver purchase this week. Now, why would I do that? Well, because silver is the darling mineral of the, shall we say, climate change technology crowd. And we may as well make money off of them, even though their science is bogus, even though they don't present facts, cite research, even though all that's true, let's make money off of them. Well, Noble Gold can help you with this. Noble Gold can also protect your retirement. And you say, what do you mean? Well, if your retirement is connected to the bank, the Dodd-Frank Law 2010 says they can keep it anytime they want. The only reason they haven't yet is they want you to keep putting your money and keeping your retirement in the bank. We can save your bank account too. You're saying, really, how do they do all that? Well, let me send you a free information packet. All you have to do is go to DaveHodgesGold.com, DaveHodgesGold.com, and I'll send it. Or if you say, hey, I understand the urgency of the hour, and I want to call in and talk to an expert, I don't want to talk to a call center, and you won't, all you have to do is go to the phone and call our friends at 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347. And just tell them Dave Hodges told you to call. They go, oh, yeah, I know most of those people over there. Dealt with them a lot. They're great. There's no pressure. You'll have to close your own deal. But I recommend that you do this now before CBDC closes in. Social credit makes it impossible for you to stand up to these people. Again, that number, 877-646-5347. All right, we have some exciting news here on the Common Sense Show. We have entered into, or we're entering into, a partnership with my friend Scotty Sachs and Sovereign Radio. And we have a lot of other really great hosts, and I'm not going to divulge that yet, although that'll be coming out very soon. And we're in the process of our radio show. I mean, we're doing really well. I mean, on our podcast, my goodness, we're in the top one half of 1% of 3 million podcasts that are rated by Listen Notes. So we're doing well, thanks to you guys. But ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be syndicated after the beginning of the year. And our target is 200 stations. So stay tuned. There's a lot of exciting things going on at the Common Sense Show. But we need to find out what Virginia Farver has to tell us about exploding incendiary smart meters, and, well, a whole lot else about 5G and its interaction effects with you, and none of it's good. Stay tuned. Here's Virginia. And you'll never meet a more honest person than Virginia Farber, so enjoy. Hey, welcome to the guest segment of the Common Sense Show. So glad you could join us. This is so important, and we get to run interviews back-to-back for two of my favorite researchers, Deborah Tavares, and you heard from her, and now you're hearing from Virginia Farber, and they're not identical in their approach or their information, but there's so much darn crossover, and one supports the other. It's eerie, but that's not all. I interviewed Dr. Anna Mahacek, and she, same thing. I know Virginia's had interaction with her and her attorney as they're going forth to various places in the country with her evidence, like state attorney generals, which is this place this belongs. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we really have, we're in a dire state. We are under full-fledged assault. If you've not followed what 5G can do, directed energy weapons, it's all part of the same system. If you haven't followed this, and if you haven't seen my previous broadcasts, and I taught this stuff in the 80s in my psychology classes, that directed energy weapons that existed then, they've updated it, but also frequencies to change behavior. Dr. Jose Delgado, I covered all this in my psychology classes, and this is not new technology. It's becoming more sophisticated, but it's not new. And so if you think this is woo-woo, Dave has lost his mind, and what is he smoking? Well, I'm not smoking anything. Maybe I have lost my mind because they'll be stealing it from me, and Virginia's going to talk to us about this. We're going to hit a bunch of things, but one of the things, and Virginia, I want to set the tone for this. I have a former high-ranking official. That's all I'm going to say, and known him for years and years and years. And he called me out of the blue and said, he described what he saw in Lahaina on drone footage. And I'm not going to go into that any further either. But he said he saw entire neighborhoods going up, poof, 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 rather than a fire consuming. And he said, do you know what this is? And I said, I do not. And then I've heard through the grapevine about Virginia getting into smart meter stuff. And I'll tell you, he called in a retired fire official, and the fire official said, we're not supposed to talk about that. I can guarantee you that's a smart meter that was not turned off. The power was not turned off, and it reacted to the frequencies and the heat. So Virginia, give us the proof for this.
Well, you know, this is exactly what these smart meters do. They can be turned into bombs. Mm-hmm. And that's actually documented. So, you know, none of this surprises me. But these smart meters are just, they have no surge protectors in them. I actually talked to because I've been concerned, you know, when they say they can turn these into bombs, can they hit an individual unit or a house? And of course they can, because they can receive the information from it. So this is, I'm hearing some background noise.
No, you're hearing this from my watch.
Oh,
I was
wow.
I was trying to mute it, and my watch is talking to me. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Virginia and I were 10 minutes late connecting because I couldn't disconnect from my previous interview. And I sent a text, and I pulled it up on my son's account and clicked that. He's the only one that could have got this text, and it went to my wife. And you guys have been on with me when I've been talking to Doug Thornton, former DHS, and you've heard my phone turn on and start dialing people, dialed Mike Kerr from Hear the Watchman, and we brought Mike into the interview on the phone. They're messing with us because they don't like what we're doing. They're trying to disrupt our shows. So let's just take it in stride, Virginia, and say they care. And when you're taking flack, you know you're over the target. But anyway, back to you about tell us how you know that smart meters can turn into bombs.
Well, you know, they can receive information from each individual unit or home, so they can also give messages to those homes, and they can make them bombs. I mean, literally, they can make them bombs. I was on a call this morning about a lot of this stuff, too, and people don't understand, you know, when you used to turn on a switch in your home, the grid sent you enough juice to power that light or whatever you were using. But now the grid is on 24/7, 365 days a year. It's running all the time. It saves no energy. And but this is, I think this is a big part of it. This is a big part of it, and why a lot of these fires, it's all working in unison with other technologies that they're using against us.
From what you know, because I know you've had a court case about this, I know you've studied this for years, you've done presentations, you've even been in a movie. But from what you've learned, is it possible to what my high-ranking official friend said, that a neighborhood, a block could go poof and then poof and then poof? From what you know, could these smart meters be triggered in unison, block by block?
Absolutely. It just takes a power surge. And we were talking about that this morning, about fires. There's a group of us that are looking into this heavily. These fires, you know, people don't understand too, is they can send a surge through the system if they want to, and it can hit your computer, for instance. And so your computer can actually catch on fire. And see, and this is the beautiful thing about it, because now they've got an excuse. It's your computer that caused the fire.
Oh
So,
my.
and it can do this with all your appliances as well too.
Wow. Can they be turned into incendiary devices too? Can they explode?
Sure. And dishwashers are notorious for this. So yeah, people need to really pay attention to their
How does
dishwashers.
that happen with a dishwasher? What's the effect? What's it like?
It just burns it out. It just stops it, and it just doesn't work anymore. That's what it will do. And this is part of the blowouts from the appliances that they're talking about.
And so the audience is going to say, where did Virginia get her information for this? So what would you tell them?
Well, I do a lot of research, and I know a
Yes.
lot of other people that are aware of this, and I actually know some electrical engineers that are fighting this stuff too.
Could you send anybody to a site or documents where they could look this up?
Well,
Because I want to know too.
stop smart meters. You know, they have a lot of stuff. Take Back Your Power will have a lot of stuff, you know. And actually, the film I'm in, Take Back Your Power, it used to have a website, and at the top of the page there was a link where you could click on it, and it actually says that your utilities will lie to you if you call them. So I just want people to be aware of that as well too.
You mean when you talk to a utility person?
Correct.
Yeah. You know, I did a report last week, and the report was we're already in the depression. I took 1930s numbers, gasoline, price of cars, price of housing, and so forth. And the highest increase we've had, for example, a gallon of gas based on 1930 worth should be $3.27. And here where I live, it's over $5 a gallon. And so that was one example. But the biggest increase I saw was in utilities, where the utility rates are 18 times higher than what they should be based on the inflation-adjusted measurements to 1930. So here in 1930, we're in a depression, and our numbers are far worse. For example, I'll give you another example. This is kind of interesting. A new car cost $600 in 1930, top of the line, best model. So if you went out and the average car today, just average, $48,000 is the cost. Okay, so the cost should be adjusted for inflation $11,000. So you could buy four cars at the same kind of dollar expenditure in 1930 than you can now. We're in a depression. We're flat in a
Absolutely.
depression. Yeah.
Well, you know, to give people an example, here in Fort Collins, Colorado, where I live, in 2009, the chief financial officer for the city of Fort Collins estimated, now we had probably 66 to 70,000 full-time residents at that time. We've got a lot more now, but they estimated the smart grid at $350 million. They charged us each for $322 per meter.
Oh.
And these meters are lasting 6 to 8 years, and that's it. And the 2010 status report for the city of Fort Collins actually states in it that the smart grid and the smart meters were to cost citizens zero. And we've had nothing but rate increases since then, and it's just astronomical now.
Is there any kickback for these corrupt officials?
I'm sure there is. I'm sure they didn't like it when I spoke at city council. I can tell you that. So I knew that I had kind of gotten into something maybe I wished I wouldn't have. But yeah, I think a lot of these city officials are involved.
I do too. That's how they get their compliance.
Right.
Here in Arizona, they like to use Sinaloa money laundering, courtesy of Chinese sponsorship. And that goes to a lot of our politicians. This John Thaler wrote a report about this, 120,000 pages, 20,000 affidavits, former RICO investigator. But in the media, he's a conspiracy theory crackpot lawyer that doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, this is how they get the local utilities to go along with this nonsense. But, the one thing that Paul Preston told me, a good friend of mine, the head of the New California Movement, so he studied Paradise, which was a lot like Lahaina, and he said directed energy weapons were used. He said the homes that survived were able to turn off their power as they exited in the face of the oncoming fires, and the smart meters couldn't engage. Is that your understanding too? Is that true?
Yes, I mentioned yesterday Orlene Kehoe. She was the head of the Eagle Forum in California. She wrote Stop Smart Meters, Big Brother Smart Meters. And in 2017, the area where she lives in California, there were 5,000 homes that burned down. And she actually, her son's an attorney, and they had a she did not get a smart meter put on her house. Her house is the only one that did not burn down.
Yeah, I met her at actually, interesting enough, a new California convention. Mike Huckabee was there, and I'm good friends with Paul, so I got to sit at the table. And the person you just mentioned, Ms. Kehoe, she was there, and she actually came and joined us for a while. So I met her, read a copy of her book. She's getting up there in years, but boy, she's sharp,
Oh,
and she's
she called
fearless.
me. She called me yesterday. She had just gotten back from Washington, D.C., and she actually got to meet the aide to the representative who wrote a lot of these broadband bills. And they apparently didn't have any idea that any of this stuff was dangerous. So, it's just an education effort, and I'm not sure if I believe that or not because these people have got to know this stuff's dangerous.
Yeah, but they live in the soup. I mean, it's not
Right.
like they can jump out of the bowl and escape what legislation they push on the rest of us. They and their families are being affected too. Their parents and grandparents are dying from brain aneurysms and brain cancer and all these other things that happen. I don't know why you'd go along with something like this.
Well, I've asked myself the same thing, or we've got a lot of psychopaths in this country. I don't know, but and there's a lot of money, because we're talking, well, I've told you several times about the UN and the World Economic Forum, and I mean, we're getting funding for all this stuff from China, from all these countries, and something tells me that they don't care about us here. So,
Oh, you didn't just figure that out, did
You
you?
know, no. And so, this is the problem with globalism. We've got to get back. I have looked into this so much. NIST, the National Institute for Standards, they're behind a lot of this stuff. The UN UL certification, the Department of Energy, they're all under the arm of the World Economic Forum and the UN. So, this is what we're fighting. We don't have a functional government anymore, period.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more on that. But I'm glad we're able to confirm. See, not only did my high-ranking source and his fire captain source retired, not only did he confirm what you're saying, so did Paul Preston, almost word for word. And then, of course, Deborah Tavares, who I know you know, Deborah said the same thing. So we've got so much research that comes together to say the smart meter in your house can be used against you. And if you ever have to evacuate, please turn off your power. Is turning off your breakers enough?
I think so. You know, there's something we were talking about this morning. There's something that there's the if something gets ignited, I mean, this th these smart meters, because of the vibrations in the walls, can actually deteriorate your insulation,
I've
your
heard
two
that.
by fours, everything. So,
Your heart
and
lining.
absolutely.
Yeah, I do know about that part of it. Okay, so opt-outs. How common are they? Do you know?
Well, that's the whole system. I spoke about this at City Council one night. I said, you know, these smart meters were always to be an opt-in and never to be an opt-out, as they made us do. So, you know, it was something they should have contacted us and asked us each if we wanted to opt into the system. And they did not do that. So, you know, Deborah Tavares did extensive research on that too.
Sure did. The one thing I would say is where you live in Fort Collins, I've been saying this for a long time, for 15 years, I think. The People's Republic of Larimer County, your city, your county is lost to the UN, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. And they all belong to the Global Covenant of Mayors. Our mayor, Jeannie Arndt, has flown to Sweden to, this was 2 years ago, to speak at the ICLEI World Congress. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Tell people what ICLEI is about in a sentence or two, so if they
It's
don't know.
basically an environmental program through the UN, and this is where all this stuff is coming from. And pretty much everything, just like the electric cars, the windmills, the smart meters, none of this renewable energy or green energy is safe for any of us, but it's also very costly. And I really think that this has taken us down financially as well.
I think I said, well, there's no question that's the goal. Everything this administration, I'm speaking about the Biden administration, has done to the American people economically has been to the detriment of the middle class. They do prop up some of their favored donors, there's no question, but they absolutely are destroying the upper middle and the middle class with what they're doing. The other thing I would tell you, I'm going through right now the 17 Sustainable Developmental Goals, and it's difficult, Virginia. I'm sure you've had the experience. You click on one of the goals, you get info, you click on another thing, you click on another, and pretty soon you're 10 pages deep into the click on one sustainable goal. But one of the things that jumps out at me, they're using flowery language, okay, like global chaos, global challenge, or they have terms, but the terms come back to this. They want to rule by chaos. They want to do emergency decrees. It's ruled by martial law, effectively. And they say they can extend their powers indefinitely and they can expand their powers. So, in other words, Congress doesn't matter. Supreme Court doesn't matter. President doesn't matter. The Bill of Rights does not matter. They will do what they want to do no matter what. Is this what you're seeing too?
Well, absolutely. Look at the lawsuit I won with the Children's Health Defense versus the FCC.
Let's go through that a little bit. What are the high
Well,
points of that?
we won that August 13th of 2021. It's very easy to find on the internet. Basically, the FCC, the attorney stated that the FCC is not a health agency; they're a spectrum allocation agency. So, but they still they had 11,000 pages. Now, this was one in August of 2013. The FCC has ignored the evidence. They haven't even looked at it. So I see this as contempt of court. So they're probably going to be sued again. So they're basically ignoring the court case.
So they've been told to cease and desist, and specifically, what are they supposed to desist from?
Well, they're supposed to. The outcome of the lawsuit basically states that industry can no longer claim safety with anything that's wireless.
Which is
And
why smart meters don't have a UL rating. Can you explain that real quick?
they do not have a UL rating. And you know, I found this out. You know, we've got science that's all consensus based now. And NIST used to do all the standards. Well, they've been taken over by the World Economic Forum, and I look at it this way. I think it's all consensus based. So the United States always had the highest standards of UL certification, and then other countries had little, if any. And so they meet by consensus, and they decide. So they've stripped that from us.
Before we had the UN agenda in Brazil, and they came out with their Agenda 21 protocols, they met preliminarily in Kyoto, Japan, and I laughed when I read this, and then I cried. 6 days of partying, and on the seventh and final day, they said, "We got to come up with something. Does man cause global warming?" Well, we don't have time to go through research. Let's just vote. And that's how we got global warming, by voting,
Right.
not by research,
Right.
not by research.
And that's basically, Dave, that's what everything is based upon right now.
When
All of our
you
science.
go back to the court case that you won against the FCC 2 years ago, what do you think were the most significant rulings in terms of protecting health that aren't being enforced?
Well, this was to address the 5G, actually. And so they know it's dangerous. They know that the judges, this was in the Ninth Circuit Court, actually addressed
Whoa.
some of the attorneys and said, so who's in charge of the health? Because they, like I said, they're a spectrum allocation agency. So basically nobody is, but they, so far, some of these attorneys have found that the FDA actually is in charge of some of this. So now I think the FDA is going to be zeroed in on.
So it's kind of like playing a shell game, and you got to hope your lawsuit lands on the right square. Is that what I'm hearing?
Correct.
Okay. The Ninth Circuit's no friend to civil liberties and the United States citizens. So for them to rule against this, I got to think it's a case of rattlesnakes don't commit suicide, and they realize they got to live in this crap, and this is why you got the ruling you got. That would be my guess.
Well, that's what the judges were asking. They were saying, well, if these antennas are going to be everywhere, are they going to be around the corner from our homes and everything else? Well, yes, they are. They're going to be everywhere. And I also want to address the fact that a lot of this infrastructure, a lot of the components to these smart meters are still being manufactured in China. All the 5G infrastructure is being manufactured in China, and they've got smart meters installed. And basically, attorneys have said that these are going to be Roman candles on sticks in our neighborhoods. So this is going to be another fire danger that we have to address.
And so going back to Lahaina, we just got a visual image of how this fire spread so quickly, correct? Okay. All right. And they knew what they were doing, and I'll tell you why. There's a video I saw, and I know I'm digressing, but it'd just be a second, because I've gone out on a limb and I said, I don't believe the governor when he said of Hawaii, Josh Green, when he said there was no aircraft or any craft at all above Lahaina when the fire happened. And now, a couple of videos, smoke, fire, helicopters. Yeah, they lied. And I think those were probably the agents of destruction because they sure didn't do any air sea rescue.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, we have an evidence now that they actually came in, people came in ahead of time as the fire was approaching, and they shot bullet holes in the hulls of ships so they couldn't be used to evacuate. They wanted to drive up the death curve for reasons I've talked about in other presentations that I won't go into now. Okay, so do you have an idea of how you're going to go after the FDA and when you're going to go after the FDA? Because we need to get this crap stopped.
Right. Well, the attorneys have addressed this. They contacted they filed against the FCC a couple of months ago. And so, I mean, still bottom line, they're the ones who are supposed to review all of the evidence.
Okay.
So, they're going to give them a timeline and see if they will meet it. But, so
Yeah.
far, I don't even know if that's going to happen.
So are they filing on contempt?
I'm not real sure if it's contempt of court, but they're just asking them nicely to start reading the evidence and addressing it. And so we'll have to see how this all pans out in the end here. But yeah, this was a huge landmark win, and people just don't know it. And of course, with Robert Kennedy Jr., it was censored, all censored. So none of the mainstream media news
Tell
outlets
us
took it.
about that. Robert Kennedy Jr. said what that was censored?
This lawsuit was through his organization, the Children's Health Defense. So he knows about all this stuff.
You met him?
Yes.
Here, what's your impression?
He's a very nice man, and he's taking on a lot. And boy, I sure hope there's a Trump and Robert Kennedy Jr. ticket. That's what I'm hoping for. So,
Oh my gosh. Paul Preston said that 2 nights ago and I endorsed it yesterday on my show. That's so funny. Yeah. Okay. I agree. I agree. I agree. Because they'll pull the best out of the Democrats and the Republicans at the same time. That
Absolutely.
it's got to be a uniparty Democratic nightmare.
Right.
Yeah, that's why, listen, Tucker Carlson makes some very dire predictions, and I've never seen Tucker go off the edge. Never seen it without, not without proof. Everything he said about J6, he had video proof. But he's come out and he said Trump's a marked man. He expects him to be assassinated. And then basically he's alluded to the fact that he thinks RFK is in danger too.
I think so too. I absolutely think so. The Democrats and the deep state do not want to give up any power whatsoever. So, we just all have to be aware of that. I don't know what'll happen if something tragic like that happens. I would hope that the American people stand up against it.
It's kind of like we've got a dangerous squatter who will murder your entire family is living in your home without permission, and you're probably going to have to use lethal force to remove them from the home. And I think that's what the Democratic Party is. There's nothing that they won't do to
Right.
retain power. I mean, nothing. They'll kill anybody. They'll do a false flag with a nuclear weapon. They'll do anything to keep power.
Well, people don't understand this Inflation Act that Biden passed. It all went to renewable and green energy.
I know.
And a lot of it went through the DFC, the International Development Finance Corporation, which is a new three-letter department within our federal government, and we're funding low and middle income countries with all this stuff. But the danger of that is like NREL here in Colorado, National Renewable Energy Lab, $150 million. Well, these organizations are all hooked up via the Paris Agreement, and they're still planning on working with it's the GEIDCO, it's the Global Energy Interconnection Development Corporation Organization. That's through China, and China will run a world grid, including the United States.
So you're saying China will be in charge of our grid.
Absolutely. Yes.
So they could use a form of national social credit, like they shut their people off at home. They could shut off communities who say bad things about the CCP.
Absolutely. This is where we're headed.
Who's given China the authority? Do you have a timetable?
It's the Paris Agreement, the World Economic Forum. Of course, they stated that they want China to be the model for
Okay.
the world. So,
I know how it came in. I can answer my own question now that I think about it. When I was in education and I was transitioning into college, and they brought in No Child Left Without a Behind. That's what I call George Bush's nonsense approach to education. And also then later Race to the Top. Yeah, thanks, Brock.
to the bottom.
Yeah, exactly. Bottoms up, yeah. But this actually came in from UNESCO, and it gets filtered by the Presidential Council on Sustainability. In fact, all the UN stuff that comes in that dominates our climate change crap all comes in through the Presidential Council on Sustainability. I'm sure you know that. And then it gets disseminated, and that's exactly how this came in with China, I guarantee you.
And UNESCO, that was on the cell tower at SDSU as well too. The ITU, the International Technology Union, was in charge of the emissions coming off of that cell tower. And I actually found a document where it stated that a little bit of side lobe leakage was perfectly fine. So, parents, you better start paying attention to these cell towers that are near your child's schools. And a lot of these are on college campuses now.
They're building them on high school campuses.
Right.
I drove by a high school, I'll say it here, 51st Avenue in Union Hills in Glendale, right next to Phoenix across the street. And they have a mammoth cell phone tower. I mean, mammoth. I mean, it's like maybe 150 feet high with, I would say, probably 20 to 30 outlets built on it. Yeah. And it's a high school. I don't know. I'm going to guess 1,500. school kids. That's terrible.
Right. Well, the cell tower on the campus, I've had attorneys that know about all the drums and the antennas and everything that are on the on this tower, and they said massive amounts of radiation came off of that tower. So, to think that that's the only school that has it is crazy.
No, I've seen it too in other campuses too, but it's in my mind because I had to go by that on my way to my doctor's appointment. And so I have to drive by there and I look at it. I go, oh my gosh, I didn't know it was that big. And what about Wi-Fi in the schools that K through 12 kids are exposed to?
The Wi-Fi is horrific. And the reason I can tell you this is the Environmental Health Trust did a study not, oh, this is probably a year ago, and they went into several coffee shops and took readings from the Wi-Fi. And then they went to several schools in the same area, and the Wi-Fi was 1,000 times stronger in the schools because it's considered industrial Wi-Fi. So, and this stuff can burn the ovaries of girls. I mean, this stuff, and it can do it rather quickly. I mean, our schools are really dangerous, Dave.
Depopulation. I'm making a note
Correct.
here. And I'm not denigrating. I don't care what you do behind closed doors, ladies and gentlemen. I don't care. We all have to answer to the same God. That's your business. Okay. Judge not lest you be judged. I gotta take the splinter out of my eye for I judge you. But listen to this. Every lifestyle promoted by this administration does not end in procreation. Everything. So whether it's transgender, okay, and then you get the drugs to block any of this stuff, whether it's gay, LGBTQ, none of it ends in procreation, not one part of it. And the family is parent authorities being stripped by the schools and government agencies. They're breaking apart the family. To me, that's population control. That's their motive, isn't it? Biden doesn't care about LGBTQ people. He doesn't care about that. He just wants zero population growth.
And that all came from the 2000 Millennium Development Goals that Bush put into place. So, yeah, it's all the gender neutrality, everything that we are fighting today is in that document.
I can't even get my mind around the phrase gender neutrality. Like, what the hell does that mean? Gender neutrality. I don't know if I'm a boy or a girl. I'm neutral. I mean, is that where that is? Or what was the purpose of that?
I think it's for population control. That was the beginning of the end for us. So, and it just gets worse and worse. I mean, they talk about the technology that comes out within the Millennium Development Goals from 2000. I mean, everything in there we are fighting at this stage.
Usually, when I'm interviewing someone, I'm familiar enough to know how they're going to answer a question. Okay, like a good lawyer, you become a good interviewer. So, but I can't do that here, Virginia. I got to have to ask you something. You may just say, I don't know, and we'll move on. That's okay. But Deborah, who we've talked about, a great researcher, Dr. Anna Mahacek, and I know you've had contact with her and her attorney and what they're doing. I did a show with Dr. Anna about this. What do you know about the bombardment we're getting with electrical pulses, certain frequencies? And I know frequencies can change mood and behavior. I know that. That's been proven since the 60s with Jose Delgado's first experiments. But what do you know about mind control, behavioral manipulation, and thought insertion into the general public?
These frequencies can easily do that, Dave. And, they can make a whole region docile. They can make a whole region agitated. They can make a whole region depressed. I mean, they can do whatever they want to do with this stuff. And it's actually very, very true. So we're all being targeted right now. And I just want people to really do their research because it's all right there in front of you.
I've said to a couple people recently, like Paul Preston, and I said this to Dr. Anna too, and Deborah too. I said it to all three. I said, the level of awareness about the criminal corruption we're living under, the depraved sense of humanity that we have, the inhumanity, our awareness of this as a society is pretty good. It's really growing, but the action level is really low. And there's a huge gap between what we know and how we're acting. Is this being psychotronically manipulated by these forces?
Well, I talked to these attorneys about something that did happen on the campus. I had a medical writer.
What campus was that?
This was at SDSU.
San Diego State University. Okay.
Correct. I had a medical writer go over to meet one of the, my son worked, he was a teacher's assistant for one of the professors. Mm-hmm. And she invited this medical writer over to the building to talk to the kids about cell phones. And she said that boys, when she says it'll destroy your, this was back in 2009, it would destroy your sperm counts and give you testicular cancer. She said automatically wherever she went and spoke, she said the boys would take their cell phones, out of their pockets and slam them on their desks. And she said it was the creepiest thing she ever knew. And because these kids were like zombies. And so she started talking about cell towers, and somebody came into the room and stopped them from talking about cell towers. And so when this medical writer was leaving the building, the professor that my son worked for told her, she said, I don't even know who that was that came into the room. So yeah, this is stuff that goes on.
How did they even know what this person was presenting?
Well, the NSA, the nitrate agencies, NITRD, you know, this is the head of the snake with a lot of this stuff. And, you know, they were watching my emails and my phone calls. I have no doubt about it.
Wow. That's amazing. I mean, instant interference in a presentation.
Correct.
That's some pretty swift response, which means the NSA or whatever alphabet soup agency that person was dealing with was probably residing on the campus, which
Correct.
Means they're also probably monitoring every professor for inappropriate content from their perspective.
Well, let's just put it this way. I was in contact with several of the professors when this all started, and it took me about 4 months to find out what that cell tower was on campus. And immediately, Dave, all communications ceased with the professors on campus.
Because they were told you were persona non grata. Yeah. Okay.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah,
so this stuff really does happen. It really does happen.
Well, Virginia, let's go to something that we haven't talked about, and we'll leave it to your discretion. What do you think people in the audience really need to know above and beyond what we've already talked about?
Well, you know, European Union is now banning Apple 12 iPhones. And so they can no longer be sold there. So this is good news. And I want people to understand, when that came out, I want people to understand that there's something called SARS, specific absorption rate. And there is no safe level. I'm telling you that right now. But a lot of these 5G phones that are coming out, they have massive amounts of radiation. There's several antennas within these phones. So that's important.
All right. So let's say you got your phone and you're in your car and it's on the seat next to you. Okay. That's in the passenger seat or in the console between the passenger and driver's seat. And you say, call John Smith. And then you have it hooked up to your system in your car. And so then you see the display calling John Smith. Okay. How dangerous is that for the person? It's not in their pocket. Okay, it might be 2-3 feet away.
Well, you're sitting in a Faraday cage. That's what you're doing. And the beams bounce within the cars. And that's why when I see women that are driving with their kids, you know, I mean, the kids are getting all of this as well, too. So, yeah, it's not good. And, you know, this happens in elevators, airplanes, buses, I mean, you name it. And so this is why I wish we could just If you have to have a cell phone, use them for emergencies only. And I've said this all along, that now that we're going to have this social score system and this ID for COVID or whatever vaccine they come out with next, I mean, you're going to have your cell phone to show it. And I don't have a cell phone, and I don't want to play those games.
Yeah. Well,
Currency, the
unfortunately,
ID, the digital currency is going to be the same thing too.
I know that sleep experts tell us that we should not have our cell phone in the same room with us when we sleep at night.
Right.
I also tell you don't have your TV on either for some of the same reasons.
Right.
But people use their cell phone for their wake up alarm. Yeah, I know. This is like, we've kind of walked into this, haven't we? I mean, we're just so conditioned to it. It's just incredible. When I use mine, I try never to hold it up to my head. If I have to use it, I try to use speaker. Is that safer?
Yes, if you have to use one. And the other thing that people don't know about that probably needs to be addressed is all the digital clocks. Those emit lots of radiation. So you don't want to have a digital clock next to your bed. And the digital clocks are on all the appliances. I mean, it just gets crazier and crazier.
Okay, I got to ask you right here. You can see I have my smartwatch. It counts my steps. And I do some high intensity interval training. So I want to know my heart rate. So I'm not going to kill myself and I wait until I go back to baseline before I do another set of what I'm doing. Okay, so I have a real function for this just beyond time. Are these dangerous?
Absolutely. They can affect.
Smartwatch is dangerous. Oh, say it
Yes,
ain't so.
they can affect your heart. They can affect your heart. And actually, there's a lot of studies coming out that it can actually burn your skin. You start burning your skin, and eventually you're going to end up with skin cancer. So, and that's the danger with 5G. So I just want people to understand that we are sitting in a soup of this stuff, and we need to avoid as much as possible.
Oh, I just can't believe I'm hearing all this. I've heard smartwatches weren't good for you last week, but I didn't get any details, so I put it on my list to ask you, and I did not get the answer I wanted. I got to be honest with you, because I have a real function for this. I mean, it serves a part of my workout routine because, in one sense, it does keep me safe. Because when you're doing HIIT, particularly at my advanced age, when I go by graveyards, men chase me with shovels, so I got to be careful when I pull the sled or I'm doing sprints, and this tells me when I'm back at baseline. I'm
Yeah.
serious. This is not, oh my gosh. Okay.
Well, I suppose, Dave, wear it just while you're doing that. I don't know how long you take it. I wouldn't use it very often, or just, have it near you or something. You can do something like that. But I won't own anything like that. I just won't. And the other thing too is, I see these on TV all the time about apps, and I don't have a cell phone, so you can I guess go up to your TV and put these apps on your phone.
That's correct, yeah.
Every app that you put on your phone increases your radiation levels as well.
My silence says it all.
Right.
Yeah, it's not electromagnetic induced dementia, but maybe someday it will be. I hope not. This is just downright scary. If you were to make a guess, because you've learned a lot about the mentality of the forces behind this, I mean, you judge a person not by what they say, by their actions. So looking at their actions, are they slowly depopulating the world? Do you expect this to come to a crescendo where it's a mass extinction event where we only have 500 million people left on the planet, like so many of them have said? How do you see this proceeding, if you were to make a guess?
Well, I've said this all along because, I try and tell people, and most people, it just goes in one ear and out the other. I'm going to be honest with you, Dave. But, pretty much all of us are going through the same thing, everybody fighting this, and we know it's going to be a body count. The thing is most people will never connect the dots that this is what caused their cancer. I mean, you can get, if you put your cell phones on your belt, I mean, you can get kidney cancer, colon cancer. I mean, and all these cancers are way up. The rates are way up. So, and brain cancers are becoming more and more, it used to be very, very rare, and it's just not anymore.
No,
And
it's not.
And so, this is just stuff that we need to know. And if anything, protect our kids. We need to turn this around with the children. And hopefully we can bring these kids up that won't be addicted to this stuff.
Yeah, but the problem is the cell phones are designed to produce neurological responses with neurotransmitters like dopamine and serotonin.
Right.
And those are addictive by their own nature. So
Right. It's the same as
they've made the cell phones addictive. I agree.
it's the same addiction as heroin or
Yeah.
methamphetamines or whatever you, it's the same addiction.
Now there's
So,
gambling apps coming out on phones, so you get a double whammy of
Right.
addiction. So yeah, I hear you. Okay, so here's the big question we'll conclude with. Interaction between 5G and vaccines. I've had a lot of doctors tell me what they have found in their research, not their opinion. What do you know?
Well, just look at the regular, there's mercury, there's aluminum, there's all kinds of stuff that's always been in these. And I believe and then the graphene oxide, I mean, I really truly believe that it can turn it on inside your body. I think these frequencies, and like I said, that's why when COVID was announced, I was more concerned about the 5G because I had just a gut feeling that that was what was going to happen.
Yeah, I never trusted the COVID, but I never thought of it initially as being electromagnetically stimulated. I know I do believe the vaccine is. I mean, I've seen too much research from credible doctors, starting, with Simone Gold, the frontline doctors, and so forth, and going forward to Dr. Anna. There's just too much research to show that this is true. The problem is, and you're absolutely right about one point you made here. It's difficult to do cause and effect. Because you absolutely would have to do multiple regression analysis. This is my wheelhouse, a big statistical utilization technique to determine causation by rank order. And you have to test one variable at a time among a whole plethora of things that could cause a medical condition. And you literally could get into the hundreds, if not thousands. And that research is almost impossible to do. It'd be expensive, it'd be time consuming, and certainly, the phone companies, the cell phone manufacturers, the 5G people, they're not going to test their own product. See,
No.
they don't have research to show it's safe, do they?
No. None whatsoever. And they could have added little earbuds to the $5 earbuds to the cell phone packaging, and it probably would have saved a lot of lives. And boy, people, the radiation, if you've got a child, I mean, their skulls. The myelin sheathing around their skulls just is not fully developed for
No, it's
until their
not.
mid-20s, and that radiation goes right through them, right through them. And their cells are still growing and they're dividing, and everything is so healthy. And then it just, if they get enough of this stuff, it will damage everything.
This is worse than the Hitler Youth movement. I mean, we're talking about attacking kids neurologically and causing premature death. We're talking about infertility so they can't reproduce themselves. The schools are teaching horrible things to young children of a perverse nature. And they're under attack 24/7. They're eating bad food, drinking bad water. Clearly, it's depopulation. I don't care what people say about conspiracy theory, it has to be depopulation. Is there any way people can follow your work?
Well, I'm just connected with several other groups. They can get on takebackyourpower.net, or they can Environmental Health Trust, the Children's Health Defense. And boy, if everybody would just give $10 to the Children's Health Defense, to their legal counsel, I mean, that would be huge. And we can take this stuff down. Because I know the case I won, I know that Robert Kennedy Jr. gave a lot of his own money to fight that case with us. So, very gracious man.
Yeah, I don't like him on gun control, but about everything
Yeah.
else he said, I agree with. And yet I know he's a Democrat, blah, 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 blah. But he's better than the uniparty people we have in the Republican Party. Absolutely.
Right.
Virginia, it's been an honor to have you on. We'll do this again, I imagine, pretty soon because this stuff coming out of the World Economic Forum is accelerating.
Absolutely. And I'm finding a lot of research on directed energy weapons too that we can
I
get
am
into.
too. I am too. Well, hey, look, thanks for coming on. Always a pleasure to talk to
You bet. Thanks,
you.
Dave.
Take care.